This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Al and Jerry, the Wonder Twins of WFAN.
I have to share this, just our off-air conversation before we move on to the next sports topic. Al was reading an article about, you know, Howard Stern's Florida home.
Palm Beach home, yeah.
It's worth $300 million. And he read this the same day that he and I were discussing picking up people's old clothing to try and sell the weight of the clothing for pennies on the dollar.
Profit. That's different.
I mean, you're working morning radio. He's done morning radio.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a $300 million mansion in Florida as like a third home, and you're talking about picking up old t-shirts.
Doesn't sound fair. It just doesn't sound equal, Jerry.
Oh, it's not equal.
So with the big NFL draft tonight, Jerry, I didn't see this in a lot of places, but I did see it on Twitter this morning. It was Rich Eisen talking.
I have this.
You do. He was talking to J.J. McCarthy. Do you want to play that for us, Jerry?
I will play this because I would say this is eye-opening to me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have I do have the longer clip outside. I didn't put it in the system. But the clip, the question from Rich Eisen was, do you have any idea where you think you're going? Where you're going to, what team is going to pick you is essentially what he's asking. This answer to me is eye-opening.
I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. You mm-hmm. know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, mm-hmm. Chicago guy.
And then he went on to say, I don't even have to really learn their playbook. I know it all. Like, I was like, wait, time out. Does he know something? Is that where he's going?
Yeah, because normally these guys give you no idea.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I just met with a lot of teams. I'm excited to go anywhere, blah, blah, blah. He specifically said the New York Giants.
Yes. Now, I forget who it was. One of the players, it might have been Malik Nabers, I'm not sure. One of the players was asked if the Jets picked him, what would it be like playing with Aaron Rodgers? That's a fine question to ask. That's a big if. There were other people that said, if you ended up with one of the two New York teams, would you be happy? And I don't remember who that one was, where he said, anybody that drafts me, it's going to be a dream come true to play in the NFL. He literally said the New York Giants.
Yeah, so that's what's happening tonight, I guess.
I guess.
Giants are taking J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know.
Here first on the Rich Eisen Show, then played by Al and Jerry in the morning.
Maybe the Cardinals trade with someone out of four, and they take J.J. McCarthy at four, and he never gets to the Giants. Maybe the Giants trade up. Who knows? That, to me, was surprising, though.
Yeah, very. That was really surprising, Jerry.
Yes, I hated that segment, but in this case, it would work.
Yeah. Then Adam Schefter actually was on the ESPN programs yesterday saying it was very strange because the odds of the Chargers taking a quarterback were once astronomical, and then they came down considerably because there was thought that the Chargers would trade Justin Herbert to take J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm.
Who, and you know the connection there with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, but which Adam Schefter said, you'd be absorbing the largest cap charge in NFL history and be trading one of the elite young quarterback talents. So he don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening either, but I actually wouldn't be shocked.
So none of this would shock you this evening,
well,
Jerry.
Well, I'll say what I've said. What is Justin Herbert won?
Nothing.
I mean, he's made a lot of bad throws in big spots. Not questioning his talent, not questioning his ability. He ain't won nothing.
Eddie and I were actually talking about this yesterday. We were doing a little sports talk off the air.
Wow.
You had Philip Rivers with the Chargers all those years, didn't win anything.
Won a lot of games, didn't win many playoff games.
You had Dan Fouts in the 1980s, won a lot of games with a great offense, mm-hmm. didn't win anything either. I mean, hey.
And the problem now is, because then people can always bring up Dan Marino, did go to a Super Bowl, by the way.
Right.
You can always bring up Dan Marino. The difference now is the salary cap. Like, that's everything to me. You know, if this was 1985 and I was the Chargers, I would never get rid of Justin Herbert until his career was over. But when you are attaching price tags now of $50 and $60 million a year for a quarterback that's going to eat up 25% of your salary cap, no thanks. Unless it's Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. Right. No thank you.
Yep.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Jets yesterday, they put out a tweet thanking Zach Wilson. And a lot of people mocked at this, Jerry.
All these teams do that. Zach Wilson sucks.
It
didn't go well for him.
It did not go well for Zach Wilson. Do you think he deserved a thank you, or that's just a nice thing that Twitter does?
Quite frankly, I think he should thank them for trading him and getting the hell out of here. And
that's true. He should put a thank you tweet as well.
And think about where he went. I mean, he's from Utah, right?
He is.
So now he's in Denver, much closer to Utah than he was here in New Jersey, much closer to his family. I would have called Joe Douglas and said, appreciate you. Thank you.
An appreciate you tweet?
Yes. No. Nothing. Enough with this public crap.
Oh, okay.
Just text Joe Douglas, thank him, and go catch your flight to Denver.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Or go home or whatever you're going to do. He sold his condo like a month ago.
Yes.
So where's he been living in? The Fairfield Inn and Suites?
That quarterback room in Denver looks like a disaster right now. Right? They got Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Who's
the other guys here?
DiNucci.
Oh, Tony. Not Tony. Is it Tony DiNucci?
No, it's not Tony DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci, the former Cowboys quarterback who made a start in Philadelphia and looked like a high school quarterback playing at Alabama. Did not go well for him that night.
And
Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham, who started the last couple of games, right? It was Jarrett Stidham that started when they bunched Russell Wilson. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, at least Zach Wilson's got to feel like, I got a shot here.
Well, as Dan Orlovsky said yesterday, the Jets did a lot to screw him up. He was not good, so let's not blur the line.
That's true.
But there were issues here. There definitely were issues here.
There were.
You know?
A Chicago sports radio host, Jerry, do I not have time for this?
I don't know, Eddie. Quick.
Okay. Very angry that the Chicago Bears brought out a pastor at the press conference asking God for help with getting a new stadium for the Bears and for asking God to get them a Super Bowl.
Okay.
And he didn't find this particularly the right place that the pastor should be asking God for.
You're going to hate
it. But at the end of this storm, there's a rainbow.
Oh, yes.
And you know who put the rainbow there? God. Fraud!
Real quick, I do believe there's a $5 billion stadium proposal with a dome.
That's going to ruin everything.
I know. I knew you'd hate that. Quick break. Cold. Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence. Tiger Woods even richer than he was before.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got about a minute or so left. What else would you leave for the end there, Alan?
Oh, Jerry, Bill Belichick. You're going to be seeing a lot
not
of
interested.
Big Bill Belichick. He's going to be on Manning Cast this season.
You know why I'm not interested?
Why?
I'm not interested in the Manning Cast anymore.
Me neither.
Like, that was cool for a year. I'm good.
I agree. Not interesting.
You know what I like? Watching the game.
That's an interesting way to look at it, Jerry. And they said not only is it going to be a recurring guest, not every week on Manning Cast.
Okay.
Recurring guest on Manning Cast. Doing his own podcast, Jerry.
Oh, come on. Is he really?
I mean.
All kidding aside, Bill Belichick doing a podcast gets how many downloads?
I
think it does well.
I don't think it does.
I do.
I think.
Initially.
The first one, right. It would depend what, if he's got to be doing it with someone else. He can't talk by himself.
Could you imagine Bill Belichick solo?
Or doing penis stories.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.